You may be cool, but you'll never be George Jones riding his lawnmower to the liquor store cool. This is the Perfect Pour.
It's true.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Whoa.
Hey.
He's on it tonight.
Yeah, he is on it.
Woo, no long pause.
Get ready, folks. Next couple hours are going to be giving you stuff, all beer geeky kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
If you like beer, craft beer, and you like hanging out with folks, that's you're in the right spot. And we're going to give you some beer releases to look out for. There's going to be a lot of listeners calling in and saying this and that and the other thing. And we're going to have some cold beer culture news. And we're going to be drinking a lot of beer. So all this is going to be happening. And we're ready. Maybe you might learn something. When the times Matt talks, there might be knowledge. Maybe. Otherwise, it's just tomfoolery. Before the show started, we had a couple tailgating beers, but the best podcasts are the ones you tailgate before. This from Bakersfield's Timber Brewing, Streets of Bakersfield IPA, bought by I'm Gonna Charge It to the Golden Gods. I told the girl at the front, I said, charge it to the Golden Gods. She completely knew what I was talking about. And also a...
Did you get a discount?
Yeah. I got an extra tax.
They charge you more.
Yep. Oh, sorry. Podcaster tax. And another one from a Knee Deep Brewing. The first time I had it, I found it. Where did I find it? I guess probably a total... No, I found this at BevMo. Went to the little bottle shop known as BevMo.
What?
After you go into Toll Wine and then you go into BevMo. Oh, this is cute. Slow-mo. The all mosaic hopped.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was very mosaic game.
So good.
So good. So that's what we've been having. And so that means it's time for something new. Matt's tied up right now, so I'm going to take it.
Take it down a notch.
Take it down a notch.
I love gold!
New beer.
Is it Nelson?
Nope.
No.
We were listening to the Paul's Nelson song before it. If you're in the tailgate, you would have heard it. Come on. Death to False Beer from Modern Times. Was this a collab? I feel like it was a collab. Maybe not. I'm going to guess it's an IPA and it's foggy. I get the top pour and it's I got an active top pour cuz I poured it
but
badly.
You want to know something?
I do.
It's brewed in Portland. The 90s.
Oh yeah, this is a Portland version of Modern Times. See if they know what they're doing up there.
Oh, yeah, I could taste the Portland in it.
A Portland hazy?
Mm-hmm.
So does this count as a Portland haze or a California haze made in Portland?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
It has that
they're
flowery,
not here, sir.
Has that flowery taste to it.
Oh, that's Portland.
Mm. Not like...
That's
like,
a Portland influence.
Not like...
Essence of brunch and Subarus.
No. Like the stuff you make things with, not the flour kind.
I taste the
potpourri.
Eight different waffle variants.
What's your waffle situation like?
What kind of waffles do you have here?
Recco Waffle House.
I'm in Portland. A Waffle House?
Waffle House.
In Portland or just the Waffle House chain?
In Fresno.
Waffle House. Waffle House in Fresno. On Blackstone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Been there.
Had it.
It's
delish.
This is very good.
This is
better than I think Modern Times might step up Portland's game because this is better than most Portland beers I have.
Well, And in 6 months, Portland will be like, hey, guys, you should try our new brewery, Modern Times.
Yeah. Like, I know about it. I've already had it. Okay. Yeah,
they started in California. Thank you.
Actually, in California.
Near the 405.
Well, they are. I-5 does connect Portland and San Diego.
You're welcome for this beer, by the way.
Oh, thanks, bro. How did you acquire this?
Easy Mart Chevron.
Oh.
In the Clovis.
I can't believe they had that. I still don't believe it.
So it's like we were standing there and I was going to a party. So I was trying to buy like cheap beer. I was like, I'll get a four pack of something good.
I was like, look, man. They had fresh. Come on down here. You got down there. I said, what you want?
They had a fresh four packs of Ubadank. And I was like, I need a Pilsner or something. And so I ended up getting a Drake's.
Looky here.
Pilsner. Look, four, six pack. And he walks over. He's like, you guys like craft beer? He's like, we don't sell these to everybody. He's like, well, I don't even put them out. They're secret. And
we
like,
only okay. do it to the people that have money.
And he hands over a fifth anniversary and then this one. And I was like, yeah, we'll take these.
You show me the money.
We only bring these out when we see that people have money. You look like you have money.
Your wallet is very large.
He got an extra $6 out of me.
He sold you. He got you. That's where they get you. Really see, whenever I try to get up, somebody upsells me when I'm buying it. It's never like an IPA, something I would be like, ooh. It's always like some Saison or someone's like, nah, bro.
Some slow mover.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, look at these. Look at this. This just came in. I was like, yeah, it's going to sit there. Yeah. It's going to still be in.
It's going to stay in.
Yeah. It's going to stay in real hard. Well, this is excellent beer. Good way to start the show.
Now I want pizza.
Oh, too bad. Well, I would get a nap going.
Mm.
Tell them to come to the garage.
Siri. One pineapple Canadian bacon pizza, please.
I will not have it.
You could ask her.
Ask her.
Hey, Siri, does pineapple belong on pizza?
There are 15 places fairly close to you.
God, Mama Siri is so stupid. She is correct about that. But she did point out the closest pizza place.
Dang it.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? Let's see if it does this one.
We're waiting, Siri.
Even Louie's waiting.
Even Louie's like, I am curious about this.
I'm holding a fart. Hurry up.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
These came back from a search.
Oh, God. You're terrible, Siri.
No, this was Google Assistant.
When are they just gonna delete?
Ending the debate. Thing. Why pineapple belongs on pizza. Spoon University.
Because somebody at spoon.com says so. I'm going to end the debate. I'm a 22-year-old intern writing half a cent per word articles. I'm going to end the pineapple debate.
A half a cent.
See, it'll never be.
The world may never know.
No.
But even though they didn't answer our question, they did kind of answer our question because they could have said,
there is no answer.
They could have said, question. You should never do that or it doesn't belong. They didn't say that. So well, it implies to me that it's okay.
It's very diplomatic, Siri.
Chew your beard in an official Twitter poll. You want to know what the results are?
I do.
I guess I should have had this up before I mentioned this.
Yeah, really.
I forget Twitter doesn't work in the studio on my phone.
Jeez.
But the people have voted pineapple for the win. But he didn't give the breakdown.
Who are these people? I don't believe in polls.
It's a Twitter poll,
is this
bro.
Is this a Ouster poll?
What about the Gallows poll?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's listen to that right now. Here's your music break. Bye. Paul from Fairfax.
Fred Zeppelin. I don't trust Twitter's choose Twitter feed to tell me about this.
He knows all the people.
No.
He knows.
Undecided.
Relevant.
I mean, it's decided. It's pineapples has no place on pizza, but
no,
it belongs.
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 It belongs in a tree.
It's a forbidden romance.
It belongs in a tree.
Next party you throw, I'm just going to bring over an extra large Popolo's pizza, and then with pineapple, so that way you can just suffer. Dude, you brought pizza. Thanks. And you're like, oh, it's pineapple.
Looks like I'm never going to have a party again.
Last kegger ever.
Yep. Say goodbye to having parties.
And I'll also have them do buffalo cheesy fries with pineapple on top of it.
Ooh, there you go.
I really don't have an opinion on that other than it sounds terrible. That's not sacrilegious, like the pizza thing. That's just bad decision. Just
ruining fries.
Yeah, it's just ruining
fries. I did watch a video on Facebook that kind of disturbed me. There was a restaurant that's normally known for smoking meats, and they smoked a whole watermelon without the rind.
Hmm.
And they're all, look, this watermelon looks like smoked meat. And it was like all squished, like just like smushed down. Uh-huh. Like the outside of it was charred, and you'd slice it and it would look like a piece of rare beef.
Interesting. Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it didn't taste like beef.
All the people that tried it, they're like, this is amazing.
So you mean you smoked the watermelon and it made it look like meat? That's amazing.
It looked like a deflated basketball, to be honest.
Ooh, let Mikey out of his cage.
Oh, I'm having caffeine with my beer.
Woo! Is that why it smells like coffee in here? Mm-hmm. Or formerly known as coffee?
Formerly known as coffee.
Because it got murdered with creamer?
Yep. Wow, you got a good creamer nose.
That goes around at work. It's like, what kind of coffee do you want? It's like, I don't care. I'm just murder it with creamer anyways. And it's like, all right.
Jerks.
Yep.
Freaking jerks.
No. Creamer and coffee belongs. So let's get it.
Coffee hazy.
Okay, Sammy Hagar. Yeah,
hazy coffee.
Push the cream of coffee.
It does sound like a Sammy song. he just spouts out basic things and makes a song out of it. I'm drinking a coffee in the morning.
Hey guys, it's a hit.
Yeah, Sammy.
Puts the toaster in my strudel.
I'm buttering my toast. Gonna walk out the door. Yeah.
So true.
You went a little Thoroughgood on that last part.
No, I don't have a Thoroughgood right now. Other than, come on down here. He got down there. What and you said, want? What you want?
I tell you what I want.
Now you kind of funny too. Well, let's get into some culture before I ruin the whole show. 5 years of podcast down the drain. By a Sammy Hagar.
Zero listener.
Sammy Hagar reference and George Thorogood.
Eddie's upset wherever he is.
Yeah, he's pissed. He's always pissed at Sammy.
You ruined my band, Sammy.
Matt, what's going on? Culture.
So it's a slow news week.
Kosher.
So McKillar decided that it needed to open another
McKillar
bar in a foreign country. Land.
Let's open another bar. Let's really dilute things.
So their newest one is now open in London.
London.
And they...
It's in London.
They were looking for an investor to go in with them. Apparently, there is local... Wherever they open up a place, there is a local investor that helps them open it, it seems like, from this article. And they chose none other than Rick Astley to... partner with.
Never gonna.
Wait, are we getting Rick old right now?
Kid you not. Rick Astley and McKillar co-own the London Bar.
Apparently, never gonna make a haze. Never gonna make a stop.
Wow.
So they made, I guess the beer they collabed on 3 years ago was a northern like hoppy pilsner or something like that. Something lame. And yeah.
Wow.
And so I guess he's lived in London for over 30 years.
Where else? Where else would Astley live?
From the Americas.
When you have all the money, where else would you live?
So that's happening.
Well, he's no stranger to love, so.
So anybody that goes to London, let us know how it is.
Let's know how the Astley beer tastes.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
Hey, you got that Astley beer?
Gotta get some extra Astley over here.
Yeah, I came all the way here from the States. I'm from America. I want some of that Astley beer.
And then...
How's your malty backbone today?
Then we move on to a brewery that's finally figured out how to make a 15-pack, a variety 15-pack.
Oh.
That consists of a pale ale, a pilsner, an IPA, mm-hmm. another IPA,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and a red IPA.
Sounds good.
Sierra Nevada?
I think I know, so I don't want to guess.
They've been around for about 30 years.
Oh, maybe. No, never mind. It's not who I thought.
Okay, well, now you guys got to guess. You said Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
Well, we can't talk about Anchor anymore. They're bio beer.
Mm.
But they've been around longer than 30
People
years.
People forget about that every time. Like, they are? I'm upset about this.
Wait, I'm upset.
What was I upset about?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Give me an Anchor theme.
This Anchor theme's pretty good, though. I don't know what I was mad about.
Yep.
30 years.
I think that's about
variety pack.
Mm-hmm.
But 15 of them.
New Belgium? They haven't been around that long.
Also 30? in Colorado.
Oh.
Where are we looking at?
But it's not New Belgium.
Where's our region? What's our territory?
You just said Colorado.
Yeah, how about Colorado? Does that narrow it down
for
you?
How about Colorado? What's in the old brewery?
Oscar older? Blues.
There you go.
Oh. The Oscar Blues been around 30 years?
I think so.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Research. We can do it.
But anyway, so you get Dale's Pale, Mama's Little Yellow Pills, the Pinner, mm-hmm. which is the throwback IPA, nice. Oscar Blues IPA,
I remember that beer.
And the Goodnight.
Good day.
That's your mix pack. I think that
good day.
I think if I'm going to go to a party, that's going to be the mix pack I bring.
That's a solid party pack there.
So I think no matter which one runs out first, you still have other viable options.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Party pack.
I remember that. Is it at BevMo and Total Wines and various other locations? I'm sure.
Save Mart. That's a Save Mart
buy. Didn't they become like they're available in all 50 states too thing?
Because
like
they're buyout.
Because they're buyout. No, not buyout.
They're invested.
They're craft buyout.
Invest out.
Invested out. Which is fine. In a situationally fine, but not ideal. Is that it? You're just going to...
Yeah, slow news.
I got to do your research for more things. All right.
I was going to see how... I'm just hoping to get that stuck in everybody's head. I was just going to see how old they are.
And Nick, while we're doing that, what do you have to say about this and other things?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Hey, nice fan.
Nick's noticing various things around the studio right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's play I Spy 805 can. God.
No, I Spy. My daughter is always wanting to play I Spy.
I Spy.
I can't do it anymore.
I guess they're only 16 years old.
I have
old.
No energy. Oh, that's it.
I got no energy for this.
Got no energy for I Spy right now.
I am also spying that Mikey and I are twinsies with our Kushnok shirts tonight.
Aww.
Dorks.
Yep. We're Kushnok. East Coasting. We're East Kushnok. Coasting.
It's a good brewery.
Wish we had some Kushnok Crowlers. That'd be awesome.
Guys, I'm crowlery.
I hear them, but I don't see them. It could only mean one thing.
There's no crowlers in here, though.
Mikey's fridge miking everybody. Hear that noise?
Cling, 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 cling.
You don't have to. You could actually make the noise with the bottles.
Oh, I don't have to fake it?
You don't, no, that is not required. What's he going
maybe
for?
Get a chew beer.
Let's play What's Mikey Gonna Grab? Never mind. Let's not play that game. That could get us arrested.
What happened? Did Nick say something inappropriate?
Nope. Of course.
He said something totally fine, and then your mind made it terrible. Everybody's mind is dirty.
Thanks, Internet. I like that. He gets a beer from the fridge, sits down, opens it, like we're not even here.
Oh, you guys are here. Bring on the table from left to right of your podcast. I'm sure you heard, as an experienced listener of The Perfect Pour, that was a 16-ounce can, as most are. Once in a while, there's a 12-ounce, but...
Yeah, that's lame.
Seize the IPA! Carpe...
We barely need bottle openers on the show anymore.
Carpe... IPA-um?
Carpe-am? Carpe-IPA-um? This is from Chew Your Beer.
Did you guys take
the famous Chew Your Beer sent this to us?
I already missed that that mosaic from Knee Deep. No, this is good.
Show of the episode.
Beer of the episode?
Beer of the episode. That too.
This is the show of the episode.
This is the show of the episode.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. We all got this?
Mm-hmm.
What's this called again? Sorry?
Carpe the IPA.
Carpe the IPA. Chew Your Beer donated to us. Second Chance Brewing.
See?
A famous hot.
That means
one of the hottest brewers in the country from San Diego. I've never gone to Second Chance, though.
So. Oh. What's that tape doing? I thought this was coming to
the
ABV.
Top of the list next time, next San Diego trip. Along with being on the San Diego podcast. Chew Your Beer. Oh, Chew Your Beer covered up diet, the ABV?
He did, but he forgot about the one on the back.
Oh, he missed it. Well, now you get the... Now okay. We're going to play. I'm going to say 6.4.
Okay, 6.4 in the journal. See here, 6.4.
For I'm guessing Mike. Playing the ABV game.
7.2.
Ooh. The closest.
So I can, by that, ooh, I can tell that Matt went over, but he's closer than me.
Wow. Then I will say no more.
What is it? 6.9?
7.0.
Oh.
Why was your second guess closer than your first guess?
Because I had more tighter parameter.
You read the room. Gotcha. Ooh, the second sip is much better than the first sip.
It's getting better, huh?
Yeah, you gotta shock the palate, then go in.
Then get in there.
It's these unsalted crackers throwing me off.
You know, it's going right after these. It's all IPAs so far tonight. That's four IPAs for the show so far.
It feels like they're all always IPAs.
Or aren't they? We're having that bottom shelf of our beer fridge is... getting close to full up of Imperial Stouts.
Yes.
Because they always get pushed to another day because, well, it's an Imperial Stout. I can sit there.
This is fine.
This is fine. We gotta drink these IPAs.
No reason to drink this fresh.
Mm-mm. Nope. None reasons. There's no flavors. What do you have, Nick? Culture-wise.
Ba-ba-ba-booey.
Ba-ba-booey.
Drake's.
Drake's
is releasing
hashtag drink Drake's
is a brewery
bottles of Brightside Brut IPA.
Brut,
they're pushing forward with the Brut style.
Right. Is it hey we'll there, see. Mr. Brightside?
Mr. Brightside, I don't know, probably not.
Wow, I look forward to having some.
Yes, don't we have one in the fridge?
Is there maybe
okay,
or maybe we already drink it? Maybe. It feels like I've seen Brightside in there, but.
Yes.
I didn't think it was a brew.
What's this? I
don't know. Don't worry about
clink,
it.
Clink, 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 clink.
Never heard of her.
So they're getting, they're serious about this brute thing sticking. They're going distro.
I don't think so.
Nope. Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to do
it. In my unexpert opinion, brutes will be gone by 2019. Not gone, but.
Who?
So you're saying brutes are one and done, where they're like, yeah, that was fun.
Yep. One-hit wonders?
Yep.
Is there a list of one-hit wonder beers?
Well, porchdrinking.com just got an idea from a named source that they won't name. But next month in porchdrinking.com, are there any? Here are the top 12 one-hit wonder beers.
One beer wonders.
One beer wonders.
Copyright Proof of Core 2018.
That's right. Pay your royalties, bitches. So, how about some suds, bro?
Suds.
Suds in the city.
Oh, no. I saw this. This is... tell me, what's going on?
We are going to call this the All Beer Festival.
All Beer Festival.
All Beer Festival.
Beer of all beers. That
it's
sounds
no longer a craft sounds beer buyout. Festival. Yeah, they're admitting it. They're like, hey, we got Miller Lite. We have buyout beer. We have craft beer.
It's a beer.
We have indie beer.
It's a we have alcohol all the beer. Festival.
Yes, booze. Yes, and margaritas.
Yeah.
And tacos. So they're no longer branding this as well.
They're like, screw it.
I think it's still I don't know. I've done no research on this, so I have no idea what they're calling it. But
so you guys aren't on the team at all?
No.
Okay.
We were left out of the loop.
Oh, okay. I was worried because I saw that, and I saw that like, they're just like doing alcohol and stuff. I was like, oh, God. Hope the brothers aren't on that team. So, yeah, there's one festival I know I won't be going to.
Well, that's the thing. I believe it's the longest running beer festival in Fresno.
Yes.
I'm sure it's the most years.
Subtracting the hiatus they took for three years.
I'm sure, yeah.
So that takes me back to my first trip there was 2001 when Fresno was all big beer. Mm-hmm. Except for there was a huge homebrew presence.
Butterfields?
There was Butterfields and the homebrew club, Warthogs.
Right.
They had a huge presence there. I remember trying a lot of homebrew at the...
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
At the...
No, I remember Warthogs were like... They were like the table to go to.
Yeah.
At, when it was in front of the water tower.
I didn't go to the water tower. The first one I went to was the stadium.
Okay. I went to the water tower.
You went to water tower.
I'm more important.
Nice. Okay, well then, okay. Then you talk about this.
No. I'm waiting for you. I'm sorry.
Sure. Louis, go away. No.
He says open a stout.
Yes, he does. Louis, fetch a stout. Fetch.
I can't do that.
Go get the stout.
He's looking at me like.
Is it okay?
Can I do that?
Can I do?
I can knock over all these crawlers.
Watch this.
No, Louis, you can't. Oh yeah.
So So now it's become what you're gonna have to resist is this has become the family barbecue of craft beer events where people know you're into beer and so they're gonna invite you.
Oh yeah.
Hey. You're gonna be
Mikey
there?
Likes beer. Let's
no,
you wanna
I'm
go
not,
to Suds?
I'm not going to be going. I don't want Miller Lite variants.
Variants.
I don't want Bud Light, five different Bud Light flavors. Cherry Bud Light with cherry zest.
What if Pendragon releases an exclusive?
Exclusive. And then it's just going to have to go.
The only thing I can say is that on the same day, roughly at the same time, Taug will be doing their Oktoberfest, same day.
Wow, that's
House of Pendragon will be doing Hoptoberfest.
Whoa.
And then Pita Kebab in Visalia is also doing Oktoberfest.
What? Jeez. So, it's beer day in Fresno.
All I can say is choose whatever thing that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where it says in the city? On Fulton Street?
They're doing in the...
They say it's in the Cultural Arts District.
The Cultural Arts Park. That's the one with the LED lights.
Okay, so it is on
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, that's on Van Ness.
That's next
to the Met.
That's a small spot.
Well, yeah, tickets are limited. They're only doing 300 tickets.
At 25.
That almost... I mean, not quite enough, but almost makes it... It would have been cool if it was a beer festival, a craft beer festival, and it was limited like that, and... Small like that. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad.
It's too bad.
Can't be all things to all people.
No.
Suns and City.
I mean, at least it's back.
Yeah.
But I'm sad about it. That's why I'm angry.
I'm sad and angry.
Yep. Could have done better.
I'm sad. Ain't sad agreeing.
Sangry.
I'm sangry.
Sangry. I'm on brunch now. Somebody bring me brunch.
What else you got, Nick?
This Justin.
Justin?
Justin.
Justin from
Condo Brewing?
From Condo Brewing? Oh my god, it's a fridge mic. Mm-hmm. Who's in there? Who's in there rooting around?
Louie, get out of the fridge.
Louie, I'm in the fridge.
It's cool in there. Hi. Yes, I said right, your name.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said his name.
I said your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a lot of bottle action going on there. A lot of bottle action. What else is going on there?
He's playing the teppanyaki chef.
He could be there for hours. He's doing the spatula.
Shrimp in the hat.
No, volcano fire. Onion volcano.
Onion volcano.
I want the onion volcano.
What's the
man? He's rearranging the place.
He's giving your fridge some feng shui.
I guess so.
This should be over here. This shouldn't be over in this corner.
Yeah, these two are bad energy.
Yeah, this is bad energy. Put these two beers together.
I'm entertained.
I'm listening. I'm captivated.
I don't know what to say.
I've never heard this amount. He's really digging deep.
Yeah.
He's gonna find something from 2008.
I think he's successfully packed himself in the fridge now.
Oh.
I think maybe. He emptied it, put himself in the fridge, and then pulled everything back. He's just gonna stay there for a few days.
Wow. He's gonna find something from.
Is he in the drawer? Is he in the old beer?
No, that's not drawer sound.
That's shelf sounds.
Yeah, that's shelf.
Get away.
No, Louie's there. Louie's going to help. Louie's like, dude, come on.
Room for one more?
Make a decision.
Stop.
Oh, wait, what am I saying?
Shout it out loud.
These are the stouts I can live without.
Wow. Never in my life have I been so disappointed.
I'm just going to turn his mic off because this is
this is okay.
Nick, what's going on?
The Belgians.
I'm turning the mic back on. You said Belgians.
Yep. Well, no, you'll like this because they are being ceased and desisted.
Cease and desist, Belgians. No more Belgian beers.
No more Belgian
cease
beers.
Cease and desist, all Belgian beers. Oh, he's finally made it back. He's got three beers with him.
I like all of the names on these. Nope, I guess I will like this one first.
I love gold!
Why wouldn't you like this one first?
I don't know. Apparently you've chosen wisely. We need a little pick-me-up here.
Well, since we're...
The show's fading.
I know this beer is called Smog City, but obviously They're naming it after Fresno because we are the smog.
Stout fest.
You did not listen to anything I just said.
No.
It's thick.
Fresno. Yeah.
So I'm starting you off light. This one's only at 6%. It's a coffee porter from Smog City.
Willards.
Yes.
Woo.
I hope XL goes there.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, there's rumors XL is going to Florida. You better go to Willard's.
What's the password?
Willard's.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
Come on.
You from that show thing?
You must be from Florida.
We kicked all them out of here and killed half of them, too.
Kicked them bastards out of here. All they would do is talk on the telephone.
We showed them the gator.
We haven't heard from half of them since then. So.
Yeah.
Are they dead?
Who knows what happened? Those Everglades can...
You got me alligators with lasers on their heads?
What? Freaking laser beams?
What else is going on? Nick, is there a tap room update?
Smells like coffee grounds.
Oh, so we're skipping the Belgians?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Okay. I blocked the Belgians.
Move along.
Belgians are banned.
Move along.
Yes. So tap room.
Oh, found a salted cracker.
There's it's glistening. It's got glitter, stripper glitter on it. Salted crackers are really just stripper glitter.
Whatever. Stripper glitter. I don't care. I'm happy.
So I've seen the restrooms. The restrooms are in place.
Nice. Those are key.
Porcelain fixtures
exist. There is now a place to throw up after your two double ciders. What else? Oh, cold box is standing on its own feet. The bar. There's a bar.
That's another key thing.
Slash ordering counter.
It has USB plugs, too.
Wow. We're talking about Zach's Brewing going in case we didn't mention it.
What else does
happen here in Fresno?
Right, they are
across the street from Tiger Square.
Preparing for glass on the front of the building.
All right.
Frame is in. Yep.
Lots of plumbing happening. I can't say what just yet, but there is.
Do they have a drain? Is there a drain going through the bottom? Oh, classic brewery drain.
Trench drain was trench day number drain. One. That was all the first thing that went in. So, yes.
Well, that's all you need. From all the pictures I see of breweries happening, that trench drain is everything.
It's really a lifesaver.
Fermenters and trench drain.
Where's your hoses at?
Well, trench drains are usually the only thing that they grade. So it's just like they'll put like floor sinks in places, but it's almost like the floor sink is higher than the floor itself. You're just like, what good is this? With a trench drain, they'll at least, you know, pitch the floor to where it drains.
You can just you can just wash everything away.
Wash
all your problems away in the
tears, floor drain. Blood, sweat, yeast, everything.
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 Evidence. Let's see what else has happened. Oh, there's a that's about
what else happened.
There is a hole in the side of the building, but that's for something completely different.
Not for the patio?
Future patio.
All right.
Not right away, but one day.
When they open the patio won't be going when they open.
Not right away.
There's gonna be that one guy that's out there, he's like, this cool? It's cool. Yeah. Right?
How'd you get out there?
The door slowly. Yeah.
No matter how much tape, how many signs you put out, somebody will be like, oh, that doesn't pertain to me.
And you just hear this.
I just need to go click, for a click. Second.
Yeah. Oh, I just need to be here for a minute.
You just hear this. And you're just like, wait a second. I'm trapped. Hey, let me back in. You're just trapped out there.
Sure, you're on the ground floor.
Okay, get out.
All you have to do is stand up. Water's only knee deep.
No! I'm scared. This isn't North Fresno. Yeah. I don't know if I've been drinking so many IPAs that this is just like different, but.
It's rather sweet.
It has like coffee grounds to it. And yeah, it's on the sweeter side.
You saying they let this coffee sit too long? It's got that bitter ground taste to it.
To me, it's like you took the filter out after it chilled, after it cooled down, and that's what I'm getting.
Did it try to make it hazy? Is this a hazy stout, hazy porter?
I think we've had
see
this
Mike.
One.
It's hazy. You should like this.
Had it. Garage Boys donated this to the show. I think this is the second one. Or
was this another? This might have been another poolside edition.
Oh, yeah, maybe, huh? I think you're right. Well, thanks, Garage Boys. So, does Zach's Brewing have a opening date yet?
Not a hard date or a soft date. It's supposed to be September-ish.
Yeah.
So, they might make it for all these beer festivals.
But they're at least saying that construction should wrap up shortly. And then they can focus on never making enough beer.
Yes.
Focus on being behind. Start being behind on making beer.
Yep.
This is happening.
Nice. So close. We will for sure, once it's locked in, we already talked about we don't want to have some big perfect pour event like their opening weekend or anything. We want to wait till it dies down a little bit, and then we'll do a...
That's because we want to drink there and not have to be responsible.
Right.
So
BYOB.
We want to have some sort of perfect pour of get it at Zach's Brewing when things start to settle in a little bit, and then we'll call for a get it.
And call
out of towners, whoever.
Yep.
Wants
bring
to
get your get it card.
Bring your get it card.
I mean, everybody's been to a bar where it's like you have your favorite bartender, and it's like sometimes you're just like, no, go ahead and help those guys. I'll just hang out here for a second. And it's like one of those atmospheres. Well, for me and the brother, it's like it's going to be twice as bad. It's going to be like not only are we like comfortable with them helping people, it's going to probably pay them money or more money than us, but then we're family on top of that. So they'll be like, just go sit over there. We'll get to you eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll never get a beer. We'll never get served.
No, what's worse is you'll feel compelled to go start helping. And then before you know it, you put in a 6-hour shift when you just came down to get a beer.
I'll just collect all the dirty glasses for him. That'll help him out.
Oh, no. Could you get that, Matt? Could you?
I'll go ahead and wash it.
Before you know it.
Hey, have you ever had this problem? Well, here, let me check. Let me help you out.
Damn. But it'll be fun. Fun work. It's going to be good times.
Yeah, it is.
Got to have Scotty B's inaugural hot pepper cook-off contest.
Yeah, Chief. My dream is to have a get it there with Matt saying that me or me not be able to make this something that legally could happen, but to have a thing where those that are homebrewers that listen to the Perfect Pour could have their own booth. Like we could have like a little Perfect Pour festival at Zach's and have like everybody that brews have their own
brews,
have their own booth and stuff.
So, I mean,
that would be super cool
with breweries having at least with our license. I think they're a 23, which is different from a 1. I assume it's the same. I don't know, but I know with our license, if it's a private party, wine can be served. And also if it's a private party, homebrew can be served. So if we, rope off a piece of our lot, there is some sort of entrance fee, in quotations, there can be like a homebrew section. So assuming that their license also allows them to do that, because they're also a beer manufacturer, that there's a possibility. It's just you wouldn't be able to go up to the normal bar, order a pint of homebrew and pay for it. It'd have to be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Where you pay an entrance fee and you can't charge for the homebrew.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Not the guys that wanted to bring homebrew are just like, they're going to have to eat it. They're not going to get me. Nobody's going to make any money but Zach's.
You're dead.
But, I don't know. Just early thoughts on that. Was there other stuff, Nick, you had?
Nope. That'll do.
All right, if you're sure.
Come on.
So the thing... Matt put this out on the Porum,
our
Facebook group. There's that Monsters Park can, 12-ounce cans of Monsters Park.
Yes.
They're $17.99 in Total Wine, which is a regular price. That's as good a price as you'll find anywhere. Mm-hmm. I've seen it online for $15.99, mm-hmm. but then with your online fees and whatever, it gets around to $22 if you got it. This one place I saw online. So there's no getting around it that $18 is as cheap as you'll get a 12-ounce can of Modern Times the bourbon barrel aged Monsters Park and the variants seem to even be more expensive. Like that's the cheapest one is just the standard Monsters Park. So is this crazy? Should even if you had $20, if we were doing a $20 challenge next week, would that be a terrible thing to do? Is get one can, 12-ounce can of a beer for $20?
The only barrel aged beer I've ever had out of the can was from Oscar Blues. They had barrel aged 1050 in a can, and it held up pretty well. But it's. I don't know. it, just everything about those cans, you know, a 12 ounce bottle is small, but a 12 ounce can is even smaller. And then the cans weren't even washed properly, so you could still see like beer residue on the outside of it. Yeah, and I'm just like, this whole presentation, the price point, no, I just couldn't bring myself. Even if somebody gave me $20, I don't know if I could do it.
Mm-hmm. It's two AleSmiths, bro.
Yeah, you could have got 2 6 packs of Luponic for that price.
What? That's not even a stout. You're doing this wrong.
I'm talking about spending $20.
Hey, you got $20. $20 challenge. You're not getting one can of Monster Spark.
I'm out. I would not do that.
Not even Nick, the Imperial.
I've walked by that can so many times, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
We've hit a new
even low. If you had a $20 bill from the Golden Gods. You wouldn't do it.
Like, if I picked up the can to read the can and there was a 20 sitting under the can, I would take the 20, put the can back, and go buy something
else. Oh, snap.
Which is the sad truth of, like, running a brewery. It's like, yes, the goal is to get the beer sold. Once you sell it to the distributor, it's out of your hands. Once the distributor sells it to a store, it's out of their hands. But there still has to be some sort of like pride where you're like, oh, we took the time to barrel age this beer, special artwork, special canning, you know, get it out to these markets, and it's just going to sit there. And it's just like, does that really make it worth it at that point?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing should remain brewery only.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, this is not something you need to be packaging.
Yeah. They could, then they could monitor the freshness.
Or like packaging to the extent where Total Wine has it.
Where it's limited, where it's like you get a case or, you know, maybe like half a case or something like that. Like 12 cans total.
As long as the price didn't become more because of the novelty now. Because now you're looking at, oh, it's 25 because only got one case and we want to discourage people from buying 12 of these and selling them on the secondary market.
I'm going to win this argument, so I'm just going to open another beer.
I was agreeing with you.
You did win.
Oh, well, I'm going to close this beer back up.
There we go. Too late.
Nobody gets
it. I love gold.
Already played it.
Already played it.
It's not gold, I tell you that.
Gotta drink it now. Oh, I can hear. You got to hear. That's a stout.
I thought you were leaning my microphone in there.
Louis tried to hurt Matt or stop Matt from drinking that. I don't know what.
Imperial Stout aged in whiskey bourbon barrels. Black label Draconic.
Oh, from Drake's Brewing.
Thank you, Loyo.
Loyo.
Oops, I used my big glass.
That has a good nose to it.
This is a big beer. We could have left this in there for years.
Oh, boy.
All right, put it back.
Here we go.
Yeah, put it back.
In my belly.
In my belly. Oh my goodness.
Ooh, that's thick.
You drank it already?
That's oil. I checked my oil in my work truck this morning, and this is what it looked like in the dipstick.
In the Ford Ranger?
Ford Ranger. Ford Ranger. Best work truck there is. Introducing the new Ford Ranger 2019.
Wow.
It runs on Black Label Draconic Imperial Stout. That's all I really had. I had other things, but that's enough. Because I don't want to. We're going to get too long here. I believe, just a side note here for all you reps, this is a direct message to all the reps right now of the Perfect Pour. I believe I have the site pretty much caught up. There might be a few ones of late that aren't on there, but the perfectpourpod.com/reps, REPS, should have a pretty updated list of our reps, their town, their reps, and social media handle if I have it. So if you're thinking like, hey, I'm a rep and my name's not on there, or my handle's not on there that I want or whatever, or if you just want to be a rep of the Perfect Pour, just go to that page, check it out, and then leave a comment or email us or something and say, hey, this is wrong, you idiot. But just letting you know, I finally pretty much caught up on the page now.
Good job.
So if you see something out of place, make a call on that.
Yeah. Don't get mad.
Don't get mad. Just say like, hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
What's up, man? Can you make a change? Sometimes I can make a change in like 1 minute, and other times it'll take seven to 10 business days. It just depends on when you catch me. And now,
I don't know about you guys, but I'm really enjoying this beer.
Meh.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
It's bourbon-y. It's not as good.
I think your trash can's on fire. It's not as, go check it.
My dumpster fire.
It's not as hot as I believe the ABV. Is it like a 12 or 13, something like that?
They keep going.
14?
13.9.
Whoa. Ooh, it yeah. definitely does not taste that hot.
I believe the term is get ripped.
And get riggedy riggedy wrecked.
So, you know what it's time for.
What?
To say I'm drinking.
Is it now?
Is that a new drop?
I just called.
Sounds like I've heard this before.
I just called to say I'm indie and I need it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, wow. That's a new voicemail variant song. You like your voicemail bumper music variants? There's a new variant for you from Paul.
Can we get it one more time?
I messed up the beginning. And it's time for voicemails.
I just called to say I'm drinking. I just called to say how drunk I am. I just called to say I'm indie and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
That was beautiful,
man.
There's two ways to get in touch with this voice style. You can email us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can record something on your smartphone and email it to that email, and we'll play it like right now. And you can also call the voicemail line, 559-492-0542. Thanks for that variant alternate voicemail song, Paul. Damn. It's been a while since we had something new from Paul, so I'm glad that
he's busy.
He can still stop in and make a new thing once in a while, so that's pretty rad.
Hey guys, Mexican Beer Cano. I know it's been a while.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, don't do that.
Pretty crazy busy in the past month or so. I'm actually calling right now. I'm like deep cleaning my apartment because I'm actually moving out today.
Oh no!
So mine's the
finding all kinds of materials in the back of the fridge.
But hey, I just wanted to call because I just heard single cam call in, and yeah, I mean, let's do a Minnesota get it. There are so many breweries in Minnesota, and you know, it'd be just awesome to meet up, maybe exchange some bottles. I don't know, whatever you guys want to do. Anybody in the Minnesota area that is listening, find Single Cam or I on Untappd. Hit us up in our DMs. That'd be so awesome. But I got to get back to cleaning because I am on a time crunch. I need to be out of this apartment in 2 hours, and I have a lot to clean.
Yeah, dude.
So, that being said, keep up the good work. Guys.
Luckily, there's 2 hours left of our show for you to listen to.
Plenty of show left. I hope he got that clean deposit back. Boy.
That's beer money.
Yeah, that's beer money. That is classic beer money, that clean deposit. So, yeah, look on the reps page if you're like wondering what his handle is. And that untap feature of the DM feature now on untap, it's big help for the reps. If you want to get in touch with one of our reps and ask about the beer scene.
Hey, Perfect Pour.
What's going on, guys? Hot. It is Saturday night, the best night of all nights.
Mm-hmm. It's Colin and Janine.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
We're hanging out in Colorado.
It is Colorado. We're in
Crickets. Quite Thornton. Those crickets down.
Yeah, where we live.
We're at a party at our friend's house. He had a party because he can, and he said he'd have beer, so we showed up. Of course, we brought our own beer because we have awesome beer. Because
we want to be sure it's good.
Yeah, and we don't trust people's opinions about what good beer is. People.
So our new brewery for the weekend was Satire Brewing Company.
So this brewery that opens up within 2 miles of our house, flies under my radar, have no idea what's going on.
What?
Last Sunday, I find out.
Not in my neighborhood.
Because I'm part of a beer group on Facebook. And sure as shit, they're only open Thursday through Saturday. So we had to wait a week. So today we went.
And it was pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, but they had kicked almost every beer that they had except for three.
They're a three-barrel system, so apparently all their beers got sold pretty quickly. Our community is pretty tight, so like if you open a brewery, people will swarm you.
Yeah.
That's what happened, I think. So
it's not just Fresno.
Beer left when we got there. But their IPA was delicious.
Yes, and their amber was pretty good, too.
But sour IPA was sour.
I have a proposition.
Uh-oh.
So I think, and this is just... IMHO, that for the Golden Gods, you should promote the calendar. Like, I know we mentioned the calendar last year, and you guys might have thought we were totally joking, but we kind of weren't. So I think that if you're a listener and you want to take a picture of yourself and or your significant other doing what you love to do, drinking a beer you love to drink... That
or hanging out at your brewery that you love.
Or,
we want to do one of the brewery that we love.
Yeah, so then send it to Perfect Pour. And, you know, if you guys get 12 pitchers, great. If you guys get more than 12 pitchers, then you guys get to choose among these 12 pitchers. And I say we have a deadline of, like, November 1st.
I'll put them on my Pinterest card.
Thing, you guys.
Yeah, like, I think. And then I think you should send out all 12 pitchers that either you guys choose or either you get. Or if it's super underwhelming, then we'll know their IRD is just shit. And, you know, then you can... But if you do get 12 pitchers, then just send it to all the Golden Gods.
Okay.
And then we can all bring it to our Walgreens and we can all make calendars. And then we can give us something all to smile about every day.
Because Janine thinks that Walgreens...
Everyone makes their own calendar.
They do.
So they can make a calendar out of 12 pictures.
Yes.
So, come on, guys. All you got to do is, like, take a picture of yourself at your favorite spot. It doesn't have to be in a Borat bikini, unless your name is Nick.
Nick's got to do regulations.
And you're in the jacuzzi. But other than that, no, just do what you want. I mean, it could be fun. It can be creative. It can just be doing what you love. I mean, if you, Florida Steve, if you want to have an inflatable alligator, that might be fun.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Chew your beer. You want to do your, with your grill. You want to do some...
whatever the fuck you guys want to do.
Smoking
just,
stuff.
Just be you, okay? And we love you guys. And
keep up.
The...
Good work.
Guys.
And stuff.
What? No, they're changing it.
So now we have to put together a calendar.
More stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they know we do enough already?
So I would, well, I guess if I had enough pictures gathered, then I could send it out to the Golden Gods and then they could print them out. Like, we're saying, like, you got to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Make a calendar on your own.
We did the hard part.
We got to organize the pictures and put them out to everyone. And then the individuals can choose what they're going to do with those pictures.
Oh, so they could remix their own calendar.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Or just make 12 coffee cups, 12 different coffee cups with the pictures on the coffee cups.
Be one, you know, hell of a morning.
That's one hell of a morning, man. I like it. I like the ideas, guys. It's fun. It may do it. Not out of the realm of possibilities.
So John from Long Beach needs some Montana recommendations. Well, this is Benj Clark, your Sonoma County, California rep. And before I lived in Nebraska for a couple years, I lived in Montana for quite a while.
That's not fair.
So I can be like the assistant to the deputy rep, maybe.
Assistant to the regional
manager. I've
been
back in about a year, so if there's like a hot new thing, sorry, I don't know anything about it yet. But Missoula's a great place to go for beer. And John, you didn't mention if this was like something you do every year or if this is your first trip. So I'm just going to pretend like it's a first trip. So I would definitely go to Kettle House. They make a beer called Cold Smoke, and it's Cold in smoke. Cans, I think in pint cans, big
Cold
cans.
Cold Smoke, and, now in cans.
It's a smoked wee heavy, which coming to September. Me, I'm, those coming are two things that I'm really not into generally, but this it's is something special. Heavy. And it is the perfect thing for when you're standing out in a cold stream and you're fishing. I mean, it's just perfect, and that sounds exactly like what I want to be doing right now. So Kettle House. They also have good food, funky old cool building. It's a great place. I'd also go to Tamarack. That place, first time I went there, ordered a flight, and the guy was like, oh, okay, and walks off, and I was like, I thought I would get to tell you what I wanted. And he comes back with this huge thing with like 12 different beers on it.
Oh, you got a flight on it.
And that's just how
you want a flight. This is Montana. You're getting a flight.
Also go to Imagination Brewing. That's two words. It's like this kind of funky hipstery place, but they have this great beer garden outside, trees and water.
Imagine.
It's very kid-friendly, very dog-friendly, very bike-friendly. It's awesome. Bayern is also good. Bayern. This is like a traditional German-style place. Their brewmaster is a German guy named Jürgen.
It's me, Jürgen.
It's, anyway, that's all very, very good stuff. You would also check out, if you do get up to Helena, you mentioned that, Lewis and Clark Brewing, they have this like rooftop beer garden thing downtown. So you got these great views, especially at night, or in the evening, you know.
Rooftop Tioga Square. Did you hear that? Rooftop.
I was there one time, and went to got my ticket to leave and had to flag down my server. Miss, you know, this can't be right. I had like three beers, and she's like, oh no, that's right. It's like, it's $6.
Yes.
$2 beer?
Damn, it's Montana. Okay. John, tell me when you're going. I'll meet you up there. I'll bring my fishing pole. We'll talk again soon. Okay, everybody. Be good.
More reps hanging out, making plans, doing stuff. There's some good Montana recos. I like that. Thank you, Binge Clark. Binge Clark, the only rep that, well, I guess Paul can do it too. He can just go to Russian River whenever the hell he feels like it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, pal. And we're listening to voicemails, and this is The Perfect Boar, episode 265.
Hey, guys, it's Bobby from Whidbey Island, Washington, and I'm driving. I'm actually in California right now.
What?
You can tell by the traffic I just hit. I'm on North I-5 right at...
North I-5.
Almost, I just passed Mount Shasta, but you wouldn't be able to tell it.
Oh, I've been through there.
Today's craft I've been on that section. Report. It is... Hazy smoke. Bro. There's so much smoke on the ground right now. Shout out to all the firefighters trying to clear this shit out. But yep. God, it is smoky. Just finished up Friday's episode. I decided to stockpile a whole bunch of episodes. So about 5 weeks ago, I knew I was going to do this trip. So I saved up 5 weeks worth of episode. And I started at 3:30 in the morning in Oak Harbor, Washington. And I just finished up. It is now 1:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. A couple things. Can't really say I was thrilled to witness Perfect Pour history with all the voicemail calls a couple weeks ago. But it sounded like they were having a great time. And, I would like to be a part of that party. But that was on the other side of the country. I'm not over there. And another thing to chew, I can't believe that kind of shit happened to you, especially being the craft beer celebrity you are in a place like San Diego. It's something that I am pretty blind to, and I know it happens, and it's a shitty thing, but hey, you're welcome in Sacramento anytime, and I know these guys all over California, all over Florida, anywhere, all over the country, all the people that reached out to you, good on them. We love you, Chew, and... That don't take that lightly. We really do. You're one of the people we look forward to hearing every week. So, that's pretty much about it. I I am on my way to Sacramento right now. Like I said, I'm in traffic, and we are moving. This is not my moving down trip. I am pre-moving down, if you'd say. The Navy only allows you to take so much stuff in weight, so I decided to take some stuff. So essentially, I'm in my truck with my two dogs, three guitars, half a drum kit, a whole bunch of just stuff that was in the garage, like storage stuff, CDs, baseball cards, things from our childhood that we don't need while we're
I just heard
the heavy stuff.
Mikey just woke up.
You just mentioned half the studio right there.
Dumping it on my family, then coming back up here. Then we're going to move down around the 10th of September time frame. We're hoping to be here around the 17th. My wife has all the schedule planned out. We're going to be doing a trip through Oregon, hitting all the breweries there. We're going to plan on hitting Columbia Gorge, somewhere around there. And we're going to head over to Fort George. I talk about them a lot, so we decided to swing by Astoria and also through Bend and ultimately go down 99 and go through Chico and hit Sierra Nevada. Just the big places before we settle into our new home here in Sacramento. I do plan to do a little bit of drinking and hanging out with family, so I'll keep you guys updated on Untappd. And yeah, keep up the good work, guys. I'm driving.
I'm driving. Just to update you,
I'm driving. And I'm driving.
And I'm driving.
We're driving.
The Bouillets
and driving
are actually moving to Sacramento.
Oh,
so because there was that whole thing we were like, what's going on?
They were
so I guess I'll be able to put them in on Sacramento reps soon on the reps page, unless they want to reject that.
Boom.
Hey guys, hey,
hey.
Table Circle calling in. And
what's up, people?
Guess what?
What?
The Garage Boys.
Nope.
Are going to Denver.
Oh shit!
That's right.
I thought they got kicked out. They're going.
Yeah, I thought they
JBF.
They shut them down.
So, my question out to the Colorado reps, Colin and Janine, is where are we going to go on Saturday and Sunday? What kind of beers are we going to get? What kind of styles are we going to drink? What kind of styles do they think the Garage Boys like? I'd love to know what the Colorado reps think on that issue. And guess what, guys? Keep up the good work. Bye.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
What would be the quintessential style of the Garage Boys? Beer style.
Oh.
What pops in your head? First thing. What was the first thing popping in your head?
Double ciders.
Double ciders! Who's got the double ciders? All double cider bottle share.
All double ciders all the time.
Hoppy Pilsner. That was the thing that popped in my head.
Oh, yeah, they're in the...
They're like Hoppy Pilsners, man.
They're in the other valley, which is also hot.
Yeah. The other valley.
The other valley. So, yeah, need refreshing drinks.
They need to be refreshed. Because they're no stranger to heat. Sorry, I'm on a kick.
What a little perfect portrait to be here. Just a quick thing. Just hope you're enjoying those beers I sent you. I sent out two boxes.
Yeah,
one to the P.O. box and one to the... to Matt's box, I say. Also gave a shout out.
A lot of people like to send it to Matt's box.
FYI, Derek Gott and myself, Holmes, go way back, Holmes. He was around when I used to do a PlayStation podcast. Me and Lotto go way back.
You did a PlayStation podcast?
Pretty cool dude, Holmes. What else? Let me see. Scotty B will be in SoCal. Scotty, I'm trying to make it, Holmes, but just
my kid plays
varsity football day, Holmes, so it's going to be very hard to see you on Thursday. And then Friday,
football doesn't last all day, too.
My other one, my little one, has a Taekwondo's
not all day.
Test. So I'm trying to work things out, Holmes. I'll keep you posted. Also, remember that situation that happened in San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about Mason, but my cousin Patty from Hawaii, she's coming back down, ese. And guess what? I'm going to show her how it's really done, eh? I'm taking her to A1A Brewery. I'm taking her to McLeod. I'm taking her to Hand-Brewed Beers. I'm taking her to San Fernando Brewery.
Oh, you're doing to, L.A. Basin stuff.
Lincoln Brewery over in Burbank. I'm going to take her to Yard Brew or Brew Yard in
Yard House. They got 100 taps.
Even 100. Mumford. 100.
I don't know yet. But she wants to come out, and I'm going to show her that L.A. hospitality, Holmes. Other than that, enjoy those beers. That McLeod partisan politics.
She's ever run into beer worse beer blog.
Between McLeod and partisan.
You think they'd fight?
Brewery up
no,
in England,
they'd be like,
they
cool.
came out here and they brewed a couple of beers with them. That beer, if you check the date, Holmes, that beer was brewed in December of 2017. And as of today, it still drinks good.
Oh,
I just finished the Holmes. Great Cascade Ale.
Freshies.
Black IPA. I think it's one of the best ones I've ever had. Tell me what you think. You guys are sipping. I'll listen to the show. That's it, Holmes. I appreciate everybody. Paul, Long Beach. I forgot your name. I really apologize.
Let me show him. Fire Dog.
Maybe we'll get a Long Beach get together soon, hopefully. I'll keep you guys posted. Chew Your Beer is not on Instagram. There is an Instagram, but that's my wife's.
Oh.
And I'm on it, but I'm on her behalf. And I just use that to reach out to family members that are not in the area. But I do that. I do use that to sneak peeks on you guys, Holmes. But Twitter is
I knew it.
And Untap. You can DM me now. So that's how you can
right.
get old Chew Your Beer. All right.
Chew Your Beard.
This DM is Chew Your Beard. Untap. I'm Holmes.
Untap.
Peace and love and happiness. I say, I have to watch your pisare.
Peace out, Chew. And I did see that Fire Dog, Long Beach John, just started on Untap this week.
Whoa.
So he can, Chew and Fire Dog Brewing can DM each other and get their own little get it going if they so choose. I just see his now Chew Your Beard's wife's Instagram algorithm is all jacked up because Chew gets on there and like, checks out
it's
some
all beer. Beers.
She goes back on her Instagram to look at stuff, and there's all of a sudden all this beer is presented in her feed, and she's like, "What the hell?
Damn it, Chew!
Damn it, Chew! Hey, I had to check out what the Perfect Boy was doing.
It's the one thing.
Come on, my Instagram! You've ruined my algorithm. Now Instagram thinks I like beer. Damn it, Chew!
Now I'm signing up for Cicerone. Thanks.
now I gotta take Cicerone tests. Damn it. All right, that's all the official email voicemails. Now it's time to get into the traditional voicemail box of the Dorktown Network. Also
Dorktown.
One day we'll have a new show.
One day.
Dorktown will never go away. It just takes long breaks.
Hey guys. Single Cam here. It's
what's up, Single
Friday
Cam?
Night. Just finished having a few beers after work. Seems to be the trend as of late. This weekend is going to be fun. My bachelor party that I had months and months ago, me and a couple of buddies went to Rochester, Minnesota, and we
Minnesota.
Went to a handful of breweries, and we had a good time. And there's a couple of breweries that Mrs. Single Cam really wanted to go to. And after several months of planning, we finally made it work. We're going to Rochester this weekend. And the two breweries that I have to give a shout-out to, first and foremost, Forager Brewing in Rochester is out of bounds good. And Grand Rounds as well. If anybody in Minnesota needs some good breweries they want to get out of the cities or out of the town for the weekend, go to Rochester, go to Grand Rounds and Forager. You will not be disappointed. I'm excited to go back, see what they have. I know Forager they always have some killer beers, and I might end up sending you guys a crawler as well, depending on what they have. We'll see. If it's something interesting, we're going to send to you guys. I'm looking forward to it. I hope everything's set up. Hopefully the wife has this whole weekend planned out. I don't know. I'm just more after the ride at this point. But hope you guys have a good week, fellas. As always, keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, thanks to those Minnesota Recos single cam. I always like these, the Recos, it's just great. Getting these little breweries some recommendations out there. So we all know the best places to go to.
Nice single, asshole!
What?
Oh, wait, look, I just bug dialed the perfect form.
I think this is a setup.
Yeah, it's not totally the same staged. When you know.
That was a false flag. That's totally staged. I tried to trick you. I don't think I tricked you very well. Well, man, I missed leaving a voicemail last week, man. Hate when that happens. I feel so bad inside Empty. About myself. And me and Chu have had some private correspondence. He knows exactly how I feel. He knows I love him. He knows a lot of things, actually. So I'm not going to comment on that, but I am going to comment on something that's coming up. Californication, folks. I have requested and got approved to take about half a day off work so I can be there at Tioga Sequoia for some Californication. September 6th, okay? September 6th, Thursday afternoon. They open early on Thursdays. I think it's 2. Not 100% sure, but I'm getting off around 2:30. It's going to be fun. So, which leads me to another topic, Californication. You know how the Red Hot Chili Peppers are always singing about California? California, California. This song is about California, California. You know what I'm saying? How about that? I think they're from California. Not sure. Well, anyway, that's it. Californication. I heard Mikey's probably going to be there. I hope a lot of folks are there. Maybe I'll see you there. Let's get us some hazy Californication IPA.
Yeah.
One of my friends in SoCal wants me to send him some. So that's what's happening there. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B. I do hope to be there for that Art Hop event at Tioga Sequoia with Kiever, the famous can artist Kiever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hoping to get a picture with him. Do one of those, put my arm around him like we're old friends.
Oh, boy.
And then people are like, "Whoa, I don't know either of those people."
Mm-hmm.
And they see the picture on Instagram.
You end up in CV Lux magazine.
Yep. That weekend is also, I believe, that's the Thursday, and then I think that weekend is the Surf Ranch Pro.
Ooh, in Lemoore?
Yeah, in Lemoore. I just say Fresno. But we have a professional surf event happening that weekend. Yeah. So Fresno, we're a surf event town. That's right.
Is that right?
We have a professional surfing tour event happening that weekend. So
with the real Blink-182.
The Blink-182 is playing one of the nights. I think it's a 3-day event. And if Tyler is a big surf dude.
Is it a 3-hour tour?
Wants to come to town. I'm going to ask for a press pass, see if I can get in there.
Nice.
Do some press pass stuff.
All right.
He probably wouldn't.
It's pretty cool. Tyler, come on. He loves the surfing. It's a surf event. They don't have a professional surf event in Santa Cruz, I don't think. I don't think the tour comes there. Comes
so
here, though.
Surfing is now... I don't know how they make it legally or not, but California has recognized it as an official sport.
Yep, it's the official sport of California, as it should be. Yeah. And we have, for those that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, the surf ranch is this this actual wave pool, to put it mildly. It's like the best wave pool in the world, and it makes these perfect waves, and it's so awesome that we actually have professional surf events that come here. It's outside of town in Lemoore, technically. It's in the Fresno region, so I'm going to say Fresno has a surfing event. Here, down, just saying.
Are they Fresno County or are they Kings County?
No, it's Kings County.
Son of a bitch.
I know, it sucks. I can't brag about it as much as I'd like to, but I still will. And one more voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Florida Steve?
Now that the Beer Off Challenge weekend is now done.
Oh, wait.
Done,
this isn't
thank
right.
Thank goodness, man, because, good
this
Lord.
This is from June.
What?
Wow.
Ton of-
Sorry. Sorry, everyone. I pulled up a bad voicemail and ass shit. Electronic stuff is happening, not good for me right now. Guys, hold on. How are we doing?
Holding.
We doing all right?
We're holding.
Everyone doing cool? We're having a good time?
Yes.
Having fun?
Yes.
Having fun?
We are fun.
We are have the fun.
We are.
It's going to be a great voicemail, you guys.
We
you
are
guys
preparing are for pumpkin spice season.
Yep. I saw, I almost pulled the trigger on a pumpkin beer today.
At Total Wine?
No, I was at Fig Tree.
Ah.
And it's the Fall Hornin'.
Ooh, Fall Hornin'.
And, but here's the thing, because the producer, she likes the pumpkin beers.
All right.
And she likes Fall Hornin'. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get her a six pack of this Fall Hornin'. But I stopped myself because there's no dates on it. And there was only one. There was only one six pack. And I'm like, interesting.
Which fall is it?
I feel like this is fall 2017 Fall Hornin'. Because it looked, there was nothing different about the can.
Back to the front.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think maybe this got rotated out to try and get rid of it or something. So I put it back. And I was like, no, we'll, can't take that chance. I can't guarantee this is a new Fall Hornin' right now. So it's here. The season has begun.
Yes.
Late August. We just have to all accept it. Reggie sent me an angry text earlier. It was just like, it was an Oktoberfest beer. He's like, what the hell?
School's back in, bro.
And I was like, yeah, man. It happens earlier every year.
The day school starts, all the kids go back.
Yep. That's, yeah. Once school starts,
the dads need their fall beer.
That's fall beer. Fall beer season. It's begun, guys. Just accept it. It's here. Enjoy it or don't enjoy it.
Hey, this is messages for beer. Chew. I know you didn't want any apologies for weird shit that went down in San Diego, but here's the thing. I think you kind of went the wrong direction. Uh-oh. With the fuck off Urge and fuck off Mason Ale Works. I'm not going to have any of your stuff. I think you should email that manager back and give them a chance to make this right. But what I think you should ask for is, you know, I think you should ask to come down like a secret shopper as a party of four. And then you do the fair thing and email that manager back and give your assessment of your time there at Urge Gastropub. Because here's the thing. I think you should roll down with the Garage Boys, and that would be the party of four. And we'll all wear some sort of football jerseys. You could wear your Niners jersey. We know Ant's going to wear a Raiders jersey. I'll wear a Steelers jersey. We'll find something for old Fitz to wear. Evil Circle, he's a big bastard. He's about 6'4". You know, Ant Raider Killer, you know, he can drink. And I know you can put back a couple. And, well,
he can drink.
The Fontana Gym, you know, I'm not a professional drinker or anything, but I did medal in the last Olympics. So I think you should try and give them another shot, even if it's to do it as a secret shopper, and then let them know how your
why help them.
Anyways, keep up the good work, guys, and cheers.
I like keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work. I like Fontanagen's sentiment, but as far as I would be concerned, like, why bother giving them more money? Why bother helping them market research? Like, as far as, like, that's not, like, no. I'm not going to say, if Mason wants to give Chew, like, $200 to spend at Mason or something, okay, but, like, why the hell would Chew want to give them any of his money? Like, if I'm Chew Your Beer, I'm like, fuck you. I am not giving you money. You're going to be fucking racist to me, and then I'm going to come back and give you money. No.
But he just wants to go drink beer.
Yeah, exactly. And then Chew's not going to accept that. He's not the kind of guy that's going to be, like, accepting the money. So they're at an impasse. It's not going to work.
But beer.
But yeah, exactly. There's like 80 different breweries that Chew can choose from. He needs to just like completely forget that Mace Nail Works exists anymore. All right. There. I'm sorry, Chew. You can't decide anything. I decided it all.
Executive decision.
I made an executive decision. I just mansplained everything.
I think Jim just wants to go drink beer.
Yeah, Jim's just like, wait, this is a place I can go drink beer. Come on, let's go drink beer at that place.
Hey, honey, I got market research to do. I'll be back in 7 days.
I got
days.
A serious thing to do for the Perfect Pour. Sorry, honey. Yeah. That's what you say every day, dear. Yeah, but this time I mean it.
This is real.
This is a real one.
This is market research.
Real one. Looking out for beer. Looking out for beers. Oh, beer gets beers. Released every week, constantly. Line Fest.
Uh-oh.
Every week there's a Line Fest at some brewery has a Line Fest.
And show we us have your
one.
Lines.
We have one in Fresno right today as you're listening to this. There's the Full Circle Brewing did a collab with New Glory, Sacramento's New Glory.
Uh-huh.
There's a collab release today.
Okay.
I don't know if there's going to be a line.
Potential line fest.
Potential line fest.
Get there early,
just in case.
Bring an umbrella.
Yeah, go to Full Circle right now as you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening in line for that collab beer. I don't know what the name of it. I didn't write this one down. I'm going off the top of my head on that one. But that's happening today. Also happening today, this is a big one. It's on the other side of the coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's other side of the Rocky or other side of the Sierras. That means it's the East Coast. No, but this one's in New Jersey. Magnify Brewing Frosted Flakes. Ooh. This is the can. You may have seen this before. It's the can with it's got the Frosted Flakes label art. You know, it's Frosted Flakes, spoof of Frosted Flakes. And it's a double breakfast IPA. A double breakfast Jesus. IPA. Yeah, I knew Nick. I was like, Nick's not going to like this. It's got vanilla and lactose.
Oh, it's a milkshake.
An 8% breakfast IPA. But,
well,
but
at least it's worth a damn.
This is a big trading beer. A lot of people want to trade for this beer. So I'm putting in my looking out for is maybe some sort of magic can happen over there and we can get it. It's a $20 for a 4-pack. One case limit. Classic one case limit.
Uh-oh.
Citra and Mosaic. And I feel like this is like the perfect beer for an IPA bowl. You're going to break your IPA bowl right? out?
A bowl of IPA?
Yeah, breakfast double IPA.
You sounds might as pretty well. Good.
There's also one for you, Nick. Okay. I'm just putting this down for you. Magnify always has one called Always Stout Season.
Yes.
I feel like they're listening to you.
We cut a deal.
11% stout with coffee, cardamom, and coconut. How do you feel about cardamom in your stouts?
Is that the cinnamon-esque flavor?
Right. Yeah, I think so, right, Matt? Is that like allspice cinnamony cardamom?
Oh. I'm okay in small doses, if that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It can get overpowering really quickly, and you're just drinking like a powdered cinnamon.
Like, you're on the spice aisle.
Yeah.
The baking aisle at Save Mart.
Because that's the one they try to always put in when they do a spicy beer, a pepper.
Okay.
Cardamom. And, and it's like,
Coconut. How you feel about coconuts in your Imperial Stouts?
I'm okay with coconut.
All right. Just making sure.
Just a spice made from seeds.
There you go. Modern, there's a collab beer, Modern Times and Creature Comforts. This is another one getting released today. And it's the Modern Comforts. It's an Imperial IPA. It's an Imperial version of their, and it's got Modern Times and Creature Comforts. What more do you want? That clear, starts at that the
clear long, filtered
the
beer.
Line Fest is at 3. Well, the beers, they're opening up the beer at 3, but I don't know when the Line Fest will start for that. So enjoy the Line Fest out there. Hopefully you're listening. And that's about it. Other than I did see a notice for the first time, and this was during that Frosted Flakes posting that Magnify did, and I saw a lot of beer traders. It's just sort of blatant now. Like, even though it's technically illegal, people are like, you're either opposite. They're like, somebody will comment on the post that Magnify did about the Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
And somebody will be like, they'll put ISO, which is in search of, which is
thank you.
Looking out, our version of looking out for. Maybe we should have called the segment the ISO segment, the in search of segment. But so it. Somebody will say ISO, so they're so they're in search of this Frosted Flakes beer, okay. and then they'll list like beers that they have that are worth trading. Yeah. Like I've got Monkish, I've got blah blah blah, and then the person that
for trade
the person that can go to yeah, there you go, you got it. The person that's there at say at Magnify puts FT.
FT, bro.
We'll put FT, and then they'll put, what they'll trade. So, does there you go? That's the easy to break code for beer traders there on Instagram. So I don't think there's anybody like. Why not just say it? Just go out and say it on the comments. Like I'll trade for this, but as if this code, the FT and the ISO, is really hiding.
What's going on?
That's all I got. Matt, what are you looking out for?
House Pendragon announced today that they're releasing their next batch of Force Ghost, their Northeast IPA, on September 1st.
So Star Wars reference.
Looking out for that.
All right, I'm looking out for it too then.
What's the movie this year?
They're Han Solo. That was
the movie.
That's going to be the Solo is the only Star Wars movie released.
They're back
this year.
To May releases.
Christmas release. No, I think Episode 9 is going to be Christmas 2019.
Oh, well,
but it might be May, but
that's
I think
too
it'll
far
be
apart,
Christmas
sir.
2019.
Oh, they're going to wedge in 6 more superhero movies, right?
Yeah, there'll be plenty of Marvel stuff. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't you worry. The Solo Blu-ray comes out next month, so that's something.
Yes.
Plenty of deleted scenes. That's all you're looking out for, man?
Falfa.
That's it.
All right. Nick, what are you looking out for?
So, Conversations.
It's a decent band.
Conversations, kid. Captain Whiffle, our weekly
Whiffle
update, perfect pourer.
Apparently, he told me I called and left 4 voicemails one show.
Yes.
Really?
Apparently.
I think he left them for some other show.
No, he was trying to explain it, but said, Harry Bitterbrewer, the Captain Whiffle here, just wanted to say hi. Since I haven't yet, also wanted to try out the new direct messages feature. It's untapped. He's like, by the way, that was you who left 4 voicemails that episode 2 years back. You were absent from the show. Nick mentioned it on this week's podcast. Sorry I didn't clarify. Just said it was Matt.
Keep up
the good work, guys.
Oh, because Captain Whiffle, he's listening to the he's going back through the archives.
He's cataloging.
Cataloging the archives.
Yeah.
And you left four voicemails one week because you weren't there. Hey, guys.
I'm voicemailing.
Wow. That's terrible. What a rule breaker Bearded Brewery is. Or should I say, whatever your name is now on Instagram's.
Bearded Brewery 87.
Oh, but I think it's Lazy Beard or something.
Lazy Beard.
Lazy Beard.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Old Lazy Beard.
Old Lazy Beard.
If you want to find anything beer related, go to the Bearded Brewer 87. That's where I'm at.
What's your real name?
We named the dog Bearded Brewer.
Untouchables reference.
Never seen it.
You should. It's totally good.
No, I'm good.
Classic Connery.
Don't care.
What's with the Mahoshka? Are you cold? Stomp your feet.
What's going on over here?
I don't even know.
Sean Connery reference.
Your mother, Trebek.
Are you looking out for more stuff, Matt? Nick. Nick, sorry.
What are we doing? Anyways, back to the story. The captain asks, have you ever had any Canadian craft beer? And I said, why, no, I haven't. So,
the captain's still around.
No, not the captain. Captain Wiffleball.
Oh, Kim Wiffle. Sorry. I got lost.
I started Instagram searching Canadian craft breweries, and I found one that I would totally label by. It's called Archibald Micro Brasserie. And they have really cool can art. Check out their Instagram for all the cans of art. And hopefully the beer is good, like the art is good. So that would be the one I'd want to try from Canada.
That was one that I wanted to ask you about Zach's. Have they because Zach said he wanted to be canning right off the bat, didn't he?
Something like that. What do you think?
Does he have a canning system at it?
No. Yet? What he has is a multifaceted crowler machine that can do 12, 16, 32s. Okay. So he can can any size you want. On right. So he's going to be canning, yes, but not mass produced. If you want a 4-pack of 16s, his machine can do it. If you just want a crowler, he can do that.
Will he be able to can enough to have like a kit? Will I be able to line fest? I want to know if I can line fest at Zach's.
I'm sure you can. You might be
be the only dude like, woo, line fest.
You will be can solo that day.
Oh, man. That's my new Instagram name. Matt changes his Instagram name on a whim. Uh-huh. I'm going to change mine on a whim.
How many Instagrams do you have? Yeah, exactly.
70.
2 or 3.
My wife knows about it anyway.
Yeah. I have a regular Pinterest account and a secret Pinterest account.
Yes. I thought I was the only dude that Pinterest. This makes me feel better about myself.
Let's just say on Pinterest, guys or girls, if there's a particular celebrity that you like, that you like pictures of said celebrity, Pinterest will find the kind of pictures you want.
And it's very little work.
Yes. It's Pinterest algorithm is very good. I'll give Pinterest that. Just that's all I'll have to say.
It usually just takes
that.
The first three letters.
Yep. Pinterest knows what you're doing. Pinterest is like, hey, I know what you want, bro.
Dude. Gotcha, bro.
Yep. Pinterest is very, very, very sharp there. Like, yeah, this is what you want, bro. It is what I want. Thanks, Pinterest. Yeah.
Can't undo that algorithm either.
No. Yeah. You got to do a whole lot of like, don't show me this anymore. Don't show me this anymore. But once you do, it knows it's going to. Just saying.
Oh, shit.
No. Hey, let me see your Pinterest account. No, you don't want to see this. No, honey. Yeah, a lot of car stuff here.
Yeah. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, honey. Okay, dear. Wow. Yeah. All right.
Purvis.
Where are we? Are we still doing the show?
Maybe.
Maybe. Slightly.
The computer
we haven't opened up a new
even the
beer.
Computer shut us down.
Yeah, the computer's like...
None of this.
We haven't opened up a new beer in a while. I feel like that's needed. Or not. It doesn't matter. Or not. We don't need it.
This 13.9% is not doing it for you?
Nope. Not enough alcohol for me. Obviously.
I'll be
pretty sober right now. Well, I got coffee. It's fine.
Nice.
Coffee. Been caught. Drink.
Coffee.
Wow. Guys, Untapp's an app you can use if you're a beer geek to check into your beer. You want to spend more time thinking about your beers, talking about your beers, taking pictures of your beers, then you should be on Untapp.
Should I just start DMing people, see what they say?
Yeah. That's a people's done that to me just to like sort of test out the DM. It's like, hey, I'm DMing you. And I'm like, hey, bro, what's up?
Hi.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Just put hi.
Hi. Like, hi.
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 Weirdest, creepiest thing you could ever just send hi to somebody.
Bearder Brewer 87. That's Matt. He's on the Untapp.
Yep.
What you been drinking this week, man?
So, I decided, due to sinus infection, other things, to take a couple days off. So, I've only been sipping on some things the past couple days, and made it up to Total Wine. Picked up a 6-pack of Mosaic Park from Fort Point, and a 6-pack of cans of Luponic 10. Luponic's been my go-to beer as of late. If I just, I go somewhere on a whim to see if they have anything and I just get frustrated, I just pick up a pack of Luponic. It's like, yeah, I'll just
damn
get
it.
This.
Just get this because I know it's good.
Yep.
That's it. The Fort Point, what was that?
Mosaic Park.
Where is that? Where are they from?
The Bay Area.
The brewery? Oh, okay. All right.
They had the Westphalia beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That? Okay, yeah. I've been having that beer.
But it was a 4.6% pale ale with all mosaic hops.
So I feel like.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they don't have a tap room. I wonder if they're contract brewed.
Well, they're
Mason Street, San Francisco.
Mason Street. Wow. Mm. They have a tap room?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Closed now.
What? It's ridiculous.
They only have a 3.5 out of 27 reviews.
Ooh.
They're in the Presidio of San Francisco.
Uh-oh. I've always enjoyed their beers. You can easily get it at Whole Foods here and
Whole Foods.
Now at Save Mart. Recently at Save Mart. I bought a 6-pack the other day here at the Save Mart by the house here. And the checker was all, oh, this is new. and I totally did a pretentious beer geek asshole thing. I was like, yeah, well, you've had it a couple weeks, so.
You should know your product.
You should have seen it already.
Did you give them the test? Did you give them the produce codes? Like bananas.
4725. That's the 11. That's 11. That code, that's 11 code.
Bagels.
That's literally the easiest produce code to remember is 11, bananas, because it's 11. Because bananas look like 11.
What?
That's what I have in my head. Okay. As a Vons checker.
Your mnemonic device.
Yeah.
Basil.
361, I want to say.
Shallots.
Shallots I'd have to look up in the book. I don't see
wasting time.
I don't
bro.
See enough shallots
wasting
coming to the
time,
register.
Bro.
Limes.
Limes 38, I'm going to say. I don't know if that's right.
Oh, boy. Wow. Somebody did not pass their checking test.
Grapes 22.
Somebody was back of the house most of their career. And,
yeah, it's outside department, bro. Okay.
Watermelon.
I don't have a watermelon.
Watermelon.
11.
11. Because it looks like 11.
It looks like 11.
So lots of people got really cheap produce.
Yep. Oh yeah.
6 pounds of 11. No?
Oh, I cost Vons so much money. God, poor Vons. Poor Vons.
Prime rib. Yeah, that's 11.
11.
39 cents an ounce.
Ooh, 39 cents. Yep. Special.
Special.
It's a special. That's all yours, Matt. Right. That's all you drank this week?
Yeah, told you. It was light.
It was mellow.
It's mellow.
Mellow man. Nick.
Mellow Man.
The Nick 80 on Untapped. You can DM him. Sorry, can't apparently. Send pics.
I wish. No, I don't. So after your guys' adventures on Mosaic Beers this week, I also sook out.
You just couldn't let us have our Mosaic fun.
Well,
you
hell no. Try. So I stumbled upon the Mosaic Park as well from Fort Point.
Yeah.
Did not regret. Also had the Follow the Sun from Carl Strauss. Pretty much bought that for the label. I drank a pills just so I could have the empty can sit on my shelf. You're welcome.
I figured you wouldn't have gone for the Mosaic Park just because it was under 5%. I figured like you wouldn't waste your time.
You're like, why waste that?
If that's no alcohol. I was hoping for a flavor bomb. I just wanted to be flooded with Mosaic at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. So
I need a Mosaic flood.
Plus, I had some nice denogonizers to wash it down with.
There you go.
The dogs. Malty.
Malty. Sweet malty backbone. Circa 2008.
And that's enough?
And I bought a new beer. I haven't had it yet. Barrel House has a Sweet Wild of Mine.
Nice.
Yes.
Solid name.
Solid.
Sweet Wild of Mine.
So I bought the beer. I have not drank it yet.
Sometimes you got a beer name by.
Beer name by it. Trying to think where did I ate out this weekend, but I don't think I had any beer places.
You not go to Eureka Burger?
Not this weekend.
No Yard House.
That was last weekend. Had the Racer 10 still on draft.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we talked about that one.
Yep.
Oh, I don't have it.
Do not have.
Oh, I didn't have it.
I'm trying to, what do we have for dinner Friday night?
Dude, come on.
A Pizza Kitchen and the place with the face.
Oh, Face Place.
Face Place.
That's a good place.
Looking forward to...
Looking forward to, I don't know where that is.
Looking out for going back. Greek festivals this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of eating.
Greek
beer. If you like mediocre beer and great food, the Greek festival is the place for you.
What's a Greek beer? Can you name a Greek beer?
They have the Mythos, which is a lager.
Mythos.
And they have the, it's in a blue bottle. It's in like a cobalt blue glass bottle. And it's another lager. They're both, they're pretty much all Greek beer that's imported as lager. And some 805 will be there too.
Oh, thank God.
So you pretty much just order a shot of ouzo and chase it with a beer.
Yeah. That's what's happening there.
That's what's happening. St. George.
St. George. St.
George Greek Orthodox Church, if you're interested. Yes. If you're local.
It's one of the longest running Fresno events.
58 years.
In history. Big deal.
Kopi will be there.
Yeah, Kopi.
The Kopi.
Our celebrity weatherman.
You could be on the 5-day forecast. Who was an actor
in the 80s, and now he's a famous local weatherman, yes. Kopi. And he has his own car with his face on it.
With his face.
That he drives around town. He shops at the Bullard and West Save Mart.
Ooh.
He lives off of Van Ness Extension.
He's a traditional Save Market shopper.
Yep. I've seen Swear Bear in that Save Mart a couple times, too.
Lucky.
Because Swear Bear lives in this neighborhood as well.
So. Not a fan of their new logo.
You don't like it?
Do not like
it. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I think it's probably unnecessary. I'm thinking about they probably spent too much money on it.
Oh, way too much.
But I don't dislike it, though.
They've been the out-of-Fresno area ones have had this logo for about 5-6 years.
We're just catching up.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're Modesto-based. The same work.
As you may notice, some are getting like new check stands, and then now they have the tan aprons. Little by little. They have the doors over the coolers now.
Ooh.
They're getting all fancy.
LED lighting.
I think you'd already mentioned this, Matt, that the the Bullard and West one has a little section now in an aisle, a craft beer section.
Yeah.
In those cold doors in an aisle.
They where would the floor's different.
You would never expect the beer to be at. It's like in the ketchup aisle. And all of a sudden there's a door of craft beer. I was like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. That's one that's the thing that gets me about that one. It's old and it's small, but, you walk in there, it's like, oh, new checkout stands, LED lighting. They don't want to close this one. Okay. Then you go to ones like Herndon and Marks.
Oh, the Herndon and Marks, they're just like they forgot that store exists. Corporate has no idea that store's there. They're like, what? That store's open.
It's the Milton of the
city. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why don't you go down to the basement over there and, we're actually.
My Pete chick didn't
come. Yeah, you're going to have to talk to payroll.
Hi, welcome to Save Mart. Please come in. I'm trying to think of that.
Welcome please to hold. Save Mart. Please hold.
Thank you for calling Save Mart. Please hold. Thank you for calling Save Mart. Space hold. Reference.
Hi guys, are we done are opening we beers? There's still a beer out
sounds
there.
Sounds like somebody's getting got a real case of the meat sweats.
Ooh. Getting real close to the end of the show, guys.
Deli meat sweating.
Just saying. You know.
Giving out some cheers. Can't I love gold during a cheers song?
Whoa, nope, can't do it. You got me. Yeah, cheers. And then there's this.
I love gold.
And also, I forgot to do my Bing Cots, but who gives a crap? So what?
Way to go. Mosaic.
Find me on Untappd, Dorktown, Mikey Topor. Yeah. I had a Citadel from Modern Times at Eureka Burger.
Fancy.
That was great. Good beer.
You're fancy.
I also had a Marine Dream from Coronado Brewing there in New England. Pale Hazy. Pretty nice. It wasn't hazy, though. It was like looked like a regular IPA.
Nice.
But they call it a New England, so I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're thinking. I need the haze. I don't want to be able to see through it.
We don't know either.
We don't know either. That was good enough. I had some pool beers. I was enjoying the pool this past weekend.
Yeah. You got a thumbs up from Knee Deep.
Yeah. Knee Deep was like in Nova Brewing and Knee Deep.
Oh, Nova, that's what it was.
They enjoyed my pool drinking. cheers, man. Cheers to our golden gods, the golden gods of the perfect pour. These people they actually give us money. Can you believe that? And this is a website, Patreon. Patreon is this sort of go-between website for creatives. It's a way for creatives to get money from their followers. And followers can give money every month, and then we can give those people back a little bit of extra content. And the people that donate to us on Patreon, they get the show, the tailgate, which is us before the show starts, and then they get kind of early releases on stuff, and then whatever else we can think of. They're just cool peeps just giving us some money, and we're like, hey bros, appreciate what you're doing. We're like, hey, I appreciate you doing that thing that you're doing.
You do it.
So thanks guys, everyone, all the golden gods, really appreciate it, man. It's a big help. We can do all the things needed as a podcasters, especially beer podcasters, because we have more expenses than the regular podcaster. Regular podcasts are just talking about regular stuff. They don't have extra expenses like beer. We do. All right? So.
We ain't rich.
We ain't rich, so suck it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Also, cheers to some untappers like Caleb over there. He's over there in Maine. And Caleb Mez, Calebmes. Also, Corey B, also on Untappd, known as CL Brew. Brad, B-Zine. He's just not part of 3B-Zine crew. He's just on his own. B-Z-I-N-E. Yeah, on Untap. Mr. Bouye Bobby called in earlier. R. Bouye. I'm giving him a cheers because he had his first Pliny this past week. I'm surprised he didn't mention it on the voicemail.
What?
At least I don't remember hearing him say it. But he had his first Pliny, and it was glorious. So, and he had this in Sacramento, at a place in Sacramento called the Pangea Beer Cafe in Sacramento.
Very cool place.
Oh, you've been there?
I have been there.
Oh, well, they have Pliny.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Wow. Look at this. You've been to the same place as Bobby has been.
They have, it's an interesting place. They have food, they have a bottle shop, and they have drafts.
Man.
So you can
got it all.
Like everything.
This is a place I feel Matt needs to go to when up there at the conference of California Craft Brewers Conference of whatever it's called. Is that what it's called? What's it called up there in Sacramento, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Craft Brewers Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it right. And also
the summit.
Yeah, the summit.
The summit.
Istvan, aka Haka Punk, on the Untapped, and also Craft Boo. Does somebody have Craft Boo? I want to have that. I'm taking that. It's my next Instagram account. And my third, my really dark Pinterest account.
Dark Pinterest.
Craft Brew Moyer.
Dark Pinterest.
And thanks, everyone. Cheers to everyone that listened to the show. And I really appreciate you hanging out with us and dealing with my annoyingness. Sorry, guys. I'm bringing the show down.
Yeah.
Matt.
Good thing it's just you and not us.
I know. Cheers. Cheers. We got Matt.
I'm going to go with cheers out to Tony Bags. He's invited me over to the coast next week. So I'm hoping to make a day and a half trip over to the coast and drink some beers and listen to some rock and roll. See what happens.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
By the way, speaking of Tony Bags, I believe he's the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League of people that listen to the Perfect Pour, and he hasn't done anything with that league, so I'm a little worried. Usually at this point there's drafts scheduled and happening and stuff, so I don't know what's going on with that league. So get in touch with Tony Bags and say, are you doing it or not? Because I'm not going to do it. So Tony Bags doesn't commission.
You're not going to participate, or you're not going to bug him?
No, No, I'm not going to be the commissioner. That's extra work when you're the commissioner. So just mentioning that. Yeah, I mentioned it to him, Matt, while you're over there.
Yes, Matt will bring up sports.
Yeah,
on his own, hey, independently.
I've been waiting to bring up some sports. Nick, you got some cheers.
Cheers to our lovely Porum members. If you want to be in the Porum, one way is to be a Patreon.
Yeah, that's another Golden God tip.
Also, you may donate lots and lots of beer to us.
Yeah, it's not the only way to get in, but it's the best way. But yeah, there's other ways to get in.
Yeah, design logos for us. What else have people done? Just be cool, like Scotty B.
There's some grandfathered in people.
Yes.
There's, you know. But
so cheers to them, because they kind of keep us in the loop of things we don't catch on the news or social media. But like Rad Stacy and Kelly Hoozcraft, Rad Mike, Y-Rock.
XL Perro is a big
contributor to the...
Big contributor to the Porum.
Colin and Janine, of course. It's always fun to see what they're doing in their part of the world. Keeps us entertained as well.
I've been thinking lately about, since people don't use Facebook as much, about starting up a forum, old school style.
Really? A PHP old school forum?
Yeah. Just saying. Think about it.
Admin must approve login.
Yep.
moderator. Then we gotta have moderators.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do that. You're the moderator on the forum.
That's right. All pineapple goes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got any problems with the forum? Talk to Nick.
That's right.
I have nothing to do with it.
That's right.
I'm just there like tight. Anybody else.
Fellow participant.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way I like it. What do you think of this oak? We've been drinking this. The latest beer opened is the Great Divides Oak Age Yeti from our Colorado reps, Cullen and Janine.
Oh, it's oaky.
Yeah, a little too much on the wood.
I remember Yetis being better than this.
It tastes like they overcharred the barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely has that charred barrel characteristic.
Man, you gotta watch out for that barrel charring, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I've said anything over the years on this show, it's don't char your barrels too much. Just don't.
I know
you feel like you're like, I don't think this is charred enough. It's charred enough. Just once stop charring it.
Charring or barrel aging hazy IPA, you're gonna feel different.
I'm gonna be pissed. Barreling. I'm out. I'm going back to big beer.
Hey, Miller Lite.
Hey, Miller Lite. I'm looking at you.
Hams, where are you at, Hams?
You're the beer refreshing, right? I'm in. Well, that's it, Nick. All the cheers. You got more cheers? I feel like
that's it.
Don't leave anybody out.
That's all we got.
All right, guys. Appreciate you listening. Having fun with us all week. But remember, be safe and check your dates. And perfectportpod.com. And the Sunbirds are going to play music. And we're going to go. Hey, guys.
We're done.
We're done drinking.